Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Northwest Georgia's unemployment rate increased slightly in June, but the region continues to remain a strong job market. The latest report shows Dade County's unemployment rate at 2.9%, Walker County at 3%, Catoosa and Gordon counties at 2.8%, while Whitfield County at 3.3% and Chattooga County at 3.8%. Across Northwest Georgia, the overall unemployment rate rose 0.4 percentage point to 3.4%, matching the rate from 1 year ago. The region's labor force reaching 460,744 workers. That is an increase of 882 from the previous month and more than 7,300 higher than a year ago. While the number of employed workers dipped slightly during the month to 445,054, that's still more than 7,200 higher than last year. Initial unemployment claims increased to 1,808 during the month, but remained slightly below the total reported 1 year ago. We're learning more about Tuesday's police pursuit that ended in Dade County with the arrest of a Georgia man wanted on felony warrants. As we reported, Hamilton County Sheriff's Office says that detectives attempted to arrest Kenny Monteith, who was wanted on felony warrants out of Walker County. Investigators say Monteith fled in a vehicle, leading deputies on a chase down Rossville Boulevard onto I-24, where the pursuit crossed into Georgia. The chase ended in Dade County after a Hamilton County deputy used a pit maneuver to stop the vehicle safely. Monteith was then taken into custody by Georgia authorities. Here in Dade County, Monteith is charged with aggravated assault on a police officer, felony and misdemeanor obstruction, failure to maintain lane, and no insurance. He also faces multiple charges in Hamilton County, including evading arrest, reckless endangerment, aggravated assault, and several other traffic violations. Authorities have not released about what the original Walker County felony warrants are. The investigation remains ongoing. Monteith presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. Families with children in kindergarten through 8th grade in the Dade County school system are invited to attend Dade County Kids Day coming up tomorrow. The event is free starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It'll last until noon. That'll be at Dade Elementary School on Wolverine Drive here in town. Students who attend can receive free school supplies while they last. Organizers remind families that children must be present to receive those supplies. The event will also feature crafts, family activities, and information about community resources to help families prepare for the new school year. Dade County's Kids Day is hosted by Dade First Family Connection in partnership with the Dade County School System. Organizers encouraging families to arrive early as supplies will be distributed while they last. Again, that's 10 to noon tomorrow at Dade Elementary School. Road work across the area continues in Hamilton County. Drivers on I-75 at Hamilton Place should continue to expect lane shifts and nightly closures as that construction continues there. In Marion County, overnight resurfacing projects on I-24 between 152 and 156. Single lane closures are scheduled Sunday through Thursday of next week from 7 until 6 each evening. Also in Marion County, motorists should expect delays on Highway 108 near Jasper. Traffic is reduced to one lane for a long-term slide stabilization project there. And crews are also doing some resurfacing work in the South Pittsburgh area with daytime single lane closures being controlled by flaggers. Also in Hamilton County, utility work is creating temporary lane closures on East Brainerd Road while clearing work continues for the new East Brainerd Road bridge replacement over the CSX Railroad. Motorists are encouraged to slow down, watch for workers and equipment, and allow extra travel time through all construction zones. In sports, Jay Lipscomb has stepped down as head football coach at North Sand Mountain High School, confirming his resignation as he and his family focus on the health of their infant son. Lipscomb's son, who was born in early July, is expected to face an extended stay at Children's Hospital in Birmingham. Lipscomb leaves North Sand Mountain after two seasons at the helm with a 13-9 record overall, while guiding the Bison to the Alabama High School Athletic Association playoffs in both years. School officials have not yet announced who will serve as the next head football coach for the Bison. Of course, the thoughts and prayers of the community are with Coach Lipscomb, his family, and their son as they navigate the weeks and months ahead. And the Braves are packed up and headed to Baltimore for 3 over the weekend. Lots of momentum after taking 3 of 4 from the San Diego Padres at home at Truist over the last few days. 6-5 the win yesterday afternoon. Home runs from Michael Harris II, Ozzie Albies, Dominic Smith, and Drake Baldwin. Chris Sale got his 11th win of the season as the Braves go to 5-2 since the All-Star break. The 3-game series with the Baltimore Orioles opens tonight. 5:50 is airtime for the Ford Leadoff Show. 7:05 first pitch. pitch tonight here on Classic Hits KWIN, your 30-year home for the Atlanta Braves. Stay up to date with the latest news anytime at discoverdade.com and here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.